Scripture reading this morning is taken from two passages, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 to 11, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves live like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
My brothers and sisters, together with the church staff and leaders, we want to wish one and all a very blessed New Year. We begin 2026 with Thanksgiving for all that God has done in PSPC over the past year, and anticipation for all that He will do among us this year. After 1 year of preparation, we will be starting our building renewal project, the BRP, in March. And we will be making important announcements for the EOCM, which is the Extraordinary Congregational Meeting, as well as important announcements on the adjustment of worship space in the coming weeks. So do look out for all these announcements in the bulletin. Today, we open with a topical sermon to unfold the church theme. And I've also included an article in the bulletin so that you can read it to understand more fully on how we intend to fulfill and express this church theme throughout the year. And I ask that you read it at your own time. Let us pray as we begin the sermon. Gracious God, we give thanks for seeing us through the year so that we may start 2026 with a newfound sense of anticipation for all that you will do in and through PSBC. Speak to us through your word, inspire us by your spirit so that we may know what it means to be one people of God. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I mentioned in last week's sermon that last month in December, our family trip brought us to Eastern Europe, and we got to visit quite a number of historic churches. And because of the long history of Christianity in Europe, many of these churches were built and rebuilt over a long period of time. And because of that, one single church building could manifest and display architectural styles from different eras. For example, St. Stephen's Cathedral in Vienna, it has both a Romanesque and Gothic architectural styles, while other churches may display styles like Renaissance, Baroque, Rococo, and neoclassical elements. This layering of architectural styles stands as a testimony of faith across the generations. Yet, there is a more sobering reality. During the trip, at one point, the local guide told us that despite these historic churches with magnificent architecture, many people nowadays no longer interested in religion. It was a powerful reminder that while walls can endure, faith can erode. And that brings us back to the theological principle that we have been emphasizing again and again the whole of last year. That the church is people before it is a building. Because of that, the most tragic thing that can happen is that we build the church and rebuild the church without building the people. That is tragic when we build the church without building the people. We build the building without building the people. And the reality, and the sad reality, is that some churches did not survive a building project because the stress and strain of a building project exposed underlying fault lines within the congregation, and that led to disputes, that led to attrition. People not happy, people quarrel, people leave the church. And that's a tragic outcome of a building project. Unlike European churches, PSBC cannot layer on different architectural styles because we are a national monument. And because of that, we can't even build downwards for a basement because the national monument will not be able to sustain the massive geotechnical work. We cannot even expand sideways because of surrounding buildings. We cannot even build upwards because of height restrictions. But there is one direction that we can build. We can build from the inside out. And that's why our church theme for this year is Foundation in Christ, Building as One. And in today's message, we will consider what it means to anchor in Christ and to build together as one. You see the principle of foundation in Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 to 11. The background is that the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church in AD 53 to 55 to address various issues that came to his attention. And in chapter 3, he addressed the issue of church division because different members were aligned to different leaders. And he writes in verses 9 to 11, "For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid the foundation, and someone else is building on it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." In this passage, Paul uses the building analogy to remind the Corinthians of a key spiritual principle. The principle is that God alone enables the work. Christ alone secures the foundation. God alone enables the work. Christ alone secures the foundation. And that implies that why we build, what we build, how we build, must all be shaped by who Christ is and what he has already done. And our plans, our design, our timeline must flow out, therefore, out of trust and reverence and not anxiety and ambition. That is what it means to build upon the foundation in Christ. Consider the Crystal Cathedral in California. When it was completed in 1980, it was an architectural marvel of its use of space, open space, and glass. Yet underneath its shiny glass surfaces were cracks. Cracks of leadership failure. Cracks of financial mismanagement. Cracks of congregational disunity. By 2010, the church declared bankruptcy. The land, the building was sold, and the congregation relocated. The Crystal Cathedral crumpled because its spiritual foundation fumbled. And that is the sad outcome. When the church crumples because its foundation fumbles. What does it mean for our BRP to be anchored on the foundation in Christ? Firstly, we are to be united in focus. Eyes fixed on Christ and not to be distracted by the building project. So focus on Christ and not to be distracted. Secondly, faithful in stewardship, managing all resources wisely, faithfully. Thirdly, covered in prayer, that we depend on God and not on ourselves. Because the church crumbles when its foundation fumbles. During the devastating earthquake in Turkey in 2023, many buildings, homes, and churches collapsed in that devastating earthquake. Yet there was this one remarkable structure that withstood the earthquake, even though there was surrounding devastation. And that structure is the Church of St. Peter in Antioch. Despite the surrounding devastation, that church stood firm. Why? Because it was carved and built into the mountainside. And despite the shaking all around, it stood firm. And that's why it is also known as St. Peter's Cave Church. The Chinese name for PSPC is 不连时街, 长老会, 盘石堂. 盘石堂 literally translates as the Church of the Rock. So just as St. Peter's Cave Church is anchored on the unshakable foundation in the mountainside, so PSPC must anchor our BRP upon the unshakable foundation in Christ. If Paul reminds us of what it means to build on spiritual foundation, the Apostle Peter reminds us of what it means to build a spiritual house. Around AD 62 to 65, AD 62 to 64, Peter wrote to scattered Christians in Asia Minor to encourage them to remain faithful in the midst of persecution. In chapter 1, he exhorted them to live godly, obedient lives in the midst of a very hostile environment. When it comes to chapter 2, he exhorted them on the corporate identity in Christ. In verses 4 to 5, he says, as you come to him, that is referring to Christ, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up like as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. The key spiritual principle here is the essentiality in unity. Every part essential in its unity. Christ is the living, chosen, and precious cornerstone, and every member a living stone, built upon Christ into a spiritual house. Each one essential to our unity. And this essentiality in unity demonstrated so powerfully and beautifully when I read about the news of how the NASA space program completed a very unique experiment. In order to simulate what it means and how it feels like to live on the planet Mars, for a long period of time, four astronauts volunteered for this program, and they live in a specially built capsule in the wilderness in Houston for a long, long period of time. How long? 378 days. 378 days. No sunlight, only artificial light. No window, only confined space. No one else except three other teammates. Every day for 378 long days. And NASA discovered that the greatest challenge was not the physical challenges per se, not just the environment per se, but how to live with one another. Because if you live with this group of people for 375 days in confined space without outlets of open air, open space, minor interactions become major friction. Yet the astronauts completed the mission because they were focused on a greater purpose. They depended on one another to fulfill the mission. So during the BRP, there will be disruptions. There will be irritations. There will be inconveniences. When we try to navigate space constraints, when we try to navigate capacity limits. But just as the astronauts survived 378 days in a sealed capsule, by depending on one another to fulfill a greater mission, so likewise, let our essentiality in unity inspire us to build as one and complete the BRP. So what does it mean for us to approach our BRP in this way? Firstly, we are to be committed in serving. The BRP is not a time to stop serving. You can say, oh, BRP, no need to serve in church anymore. No, don't do that, because everyone's contribution is essential. Secondly, generous in giving. The BRP is not a time for us to cut back on our giving, because during the BRP, we still have ministry and mission work. And despite the expenses of BRP, your generous giving allows us to continue our ministry and mission. Thirdly, patient in adjusting as we navigate space constraints, as we overcome and cope with limited capacity. Let us bear with one another in patience. Let us bear with one another in love. Our generation is not the first in the long line and long history of PSBC to embark on a building project. In 1843, Reverend Benjamin Kingsbury built the Malay Mission Chapel. In 1930 to 1931, it was rebuilt into this current century that we are in. And the building was actually damaged during World War II, and there was a building repair work being done after the war. In the late 1950s, the two-story Institute Hall was replaced with a three-story Social Hall. And in the late 1980s, we have the current four-story building with the multi-purpose hall. And the time has now come for us in this generation, in our generation, to anchor in Christ and to build as one. We have done it before, and we will do it again. In the late 1880s, there was a little girl by the name of Hattie Mae White who lived near Grace Baptist Church in Philadelphia. One day she wanted to attend Sunday school, but when she reached the church, she was turned away because it was too crowded. Seeing her tears, Pastor Russell Conwell brought her to the Sunday school through a side door and assured her that when they have raised the funds, they will build a big church that no children will ever be turned away. But sadly, after 2 years, she fell critically ill and she passed away. At her funeral, her mother handed to Pastor Conwell a little purse that was found under her pillow. And inside the purse were 57 cents. Just 57 cents saved up over the past 2 years. And it came together with a little note. The little note writes, to help build a bigger church so that every child can attend Sunday school. The pastor brought the news to the church, and the news spread, and the newspaper published it, and somebody offered to sell a piece of land to the church to build the new church building, but when he heard that the church could not afford the price, he sold it to them at 57 cents. And the people continued to give generously, the people continued to give sacrificially, and over 5 years, 57 cents reached $250,000, an enormous sum in those days. And that came Temple Baptist Church in Philadelphia. It all started with 57 cents, anchored in Christ, built as one. So likewise, as we begin our BRP, our building renewal project, let us be anchored in Christ, building as one, and let God multiply it for generations to come. Amen. Let us all stand as we respond to God. My brothers and sisters, the first Sunday of the year is a time for us to attune ourselves to what God is speaking to us as a congregation. And this is what we believe God is calling us as a church, foundation in Christ, building as one. Our forefathers and predecessors had done it before, and we will do it again. Anchored in Christ, building together as one. Gracious and faithful God, we thank you for your word, which reminds us that no foundation can be laid other than Jesus Christ our Lord. You have called us as living stones being built together into a spiritual house for your glory. As we prepare to start our building renewal project, keep us focused in united in focus. Let us be faithful in stewardship, covered in prayer, committed in serving, generous in giving, patient in adjusting. And as we prepare to come to the table to celebrate the Lord's Supper, we remember that the true foundation of your church was laid through the broken body and shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Gather us by your grace. Prepare us, our hearts, as we receive the sacrament, that we will be built together for your glory. For we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and the head of the church. Amen.